We'd like to welcome those of you who have joined us tonight for our midweek Bible study, Vine Grove Baptist Church. Hope and pray you join to worship with us in spirit and in truth. Tonight, have a short message with powerful meaning for us. I think is going to help each one of us when we're walking through the everyday life. The total of me. Now, I came up with that heading or the title of it, The Total of Me, dealing with any and all Christians, and actually any and every other human being. But we Christians will be able to relate to this. The total of me, spirit, soul, and body. And, you know, the more over the years that I have listened to preaching and teaching on the subject, for many years I was really confused. They said, well, I'm praying for your soul. And then the next thing I'm paying attention to and thinking, why, that preacher just said that my soul is me. So that's what I'm going to break down tonight. That preacher was correct, but here's the way we need to be looking at ourselves. God's way. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 23 and 24. May the God who gives us peace make you holy in every way that's set apart for his service, and keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body, free from every fault, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, look at verse 24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Now, when we're talking about our spirit is the only part of us that's immortal. That spirit, that when we're talking about the spirit, we're talking about the level that we are, whether we relate to automatically to God himself or to being around the throne of God. It's the higher nature. So we have within us a higher nature. And every one of us also know, though, from the human standpoint, we have an animal nature. And God says, here's what I want you to understand about you. The total of you consists of my spirit, which the world or life or the body has absolutely no control over. My spirit, your spirit, cannot die. It's immortal. There is no way that this spirit that Paul is talking about, that Jesus talks about, because it is immortal in a higher nature, that it death or anything else can affect me or you. So our spirit, who we really are, can never be affected by death. Now, soul and body, as he said, your whole being, spirit, soul, and body. Okay, the soul is, best way of relating this would be the soul is your human thinking capacity. It's your mind. It is your characteristics of your gene pool and all. That is your soul. It is a, but as soon as your body dies, then the brain is part of your body and it dies. So therefore, God says all of this is just, and I've said it for years, it is a vehicle, and you become detached from that vehicle called a body, but that soul, when you're listening to it or reading about that soul, and here's something else, though. It does not always, when they've interpreted us as soul, a lot of times that interpretation should have been a spirit, meaning that at the spiritual being that is of the higher nature cannot be compared to the animal nature. Do you ever hear folks say this? In because I know you have, because about every one of us have. They're acting just like a bunch of animals. Well, we have the characteristics. The only thing that separates us, Brother Josh, from the dog, we have the ability to reason and choice. We have the freedom to make a choice. The dog doesn't. The dog is a dog. He vomits and goes back and eats it. Choice. We have the ability, but through our spirit that God has placed in us, we choose. Here is life. You want to act like an animal? Get with a bunch of other animals. How many times? Well, that's what the first several years of college normally was like. Bunch of animals running around pretending like they were studying until mom and dad got the bill. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. So the difference in it is freedom of choice. Is that not the difference between any kind of slavery? Remember how we're not to allow our spirit to become slaves to the body? We are not to allow our body to dictate what we will do. If our body dictates it, we're talking about the animal nature, and that's exactly what we will become, a bunch of animals. Difference, freedom of choice, Ephesians 4:23. Be made new in the attitude of your minds. Now, to be made new in the attitude of my mind. My mind is my brain. So if I am going to be made new in my brain, I have to allow my spirit, God's spirit in me, the real you and me, and our spirit to make the choice. And when our spirit makes a choice, that our attitude of our mind is going to change. It's always going to be evil. Have you ever thought of that one? I mean, you try not to think about something bad, what do you think about? The very thing that you're trying not to think about, right? All right, but spiritually, when we commit and say, Lord, allow your spirit in me, my spirit, to lead us not into temptation. Father, as you connect, give me the strength to tell my brain that no more am I going to do that. That's called attitude. When I have an attitude for Christ, does not that attitude for Christ overshadow my human frailties and my human mind with the evil desires of the body? Again, you're reverting to their animals. All right, so here we are, carnivores. We are individuals that have this thinking body. And God says, I'm making you higher than all the other of creation. You are my favorite. Therefore, when I have breathed in you that breath of life, you have received the right and the freedom to choose. No other creature can do that. A turtle cannot choose to become the dog. And the dog cannot choose to become the turtle. And the monkey cannot choose to become a man or a man. We act like monkeys and dogs, but we cannot do that because God says, here's nature. Here's the way it is. Okay. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. But be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. My human mind can only be renewed by my godly spirit, the higher nature part of us. I don't like this when AA teaches, you know, there's a higher power, there's a higher power. And I'm sorry, folks, I get sick of hearing that. There's God. There's a lot of different powers out there. Satan is a higher power. But when you make a generic approach to that higher power, you have a generic God. God is God. Okay. Conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transferred by the renewing of your mind. When I came under conviction and you came under conviction of sin in our life, was it not that conviction that actually translated to your mind and said, you're different now? When I said yes to Jesus Christ, there was like a feeling that, as people say, I wished I could get that feeling again. Well, that feeling is the change from God revealing to us that our spirit supersedes any other part of our creation. And not to worry, because our spirit can never be killed. Our spirit will never die with the body. Can't. Lord said that. He said, well, at that point, your spirit will return unto me from who gave it to you, and your body is going back to the dust. That includes the brain, folks. Okay. Difference of freedom of choice. Okay. That freedom of choice comes from confession. Confession is a choice. And I'm talking about confessing to the Lord I'm a sinner, recognizing that I am a sinner, recognizing my brain power is not going to make it as far as it comes for me to finding any kind of peace. People say, I want peace of mind. And I tried to get across so much. The only peace of mind that you will even get is when you have peace in your spirit. And then that is our transformation, that metamorphosis of where that spirit, the higher nature, completely takes over, and our mind still battles. As long as we are in this carcass, we will battle between our spirit, the real us, and then the soul and body. Our mind, people say, your mind pays tricks on you. That's an understatement. Folks, our spirit is who we are. Live in the spirit. How do you live in the spirit? You know, when I talk to mom a lot, or there with her, and listening and seeing, what she will forget from one minute to the next, and go through a whole litany of birth dates and places and here's where that took place, here's where that took place, and all of that. And that spirit within her is so different from, well, why does my mind? Oh, and I love this, and because I'm being able to relate to it now. She says, I know I'm 102, but I don't feel like in my mind that I'm 102. And that's why I go do the things that makes me hurt myself. Because I still have the same thought process. I still have the same desire, the same this, that, or the other. But my body is just not playing along here. And so the ease that she has is to be in the spirit. And now when I go in get her up of a morning, night, or noon, or whenever it is that I'm there. Every time I go in, now she has to touch me, hold my hand to make sure I'm real. Yeah. It's now, does this mean that I'm not dead? I said, I don't know whether it means that you're not dead or not, but you just grab my hand, and if you're dead, we're both gone. Don't you worry about it. Both of us are out of here. And she will laugh at that and many of the other things. But confession is a choice. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful, it's Jesus talking, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, if my body, if my soul and body are still here, and the soul and body has not changed, and yet the Lord is letting us know that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness, then that is our spirit. Our purification is spiritual because we will continue the battle, the human nature, the animal nature within us. Do you ever try to talk yourself out of getting angry? You're going in to meet with somebody and you know it's going to be touch and go. So you've already given yourself lectures for 3 days to make sure you don't hurt anybody's feelings, you don't get out of line or any of this. And then you go in and you've been praying and all of a sudden you walk through the door and it's just like Satan flicked a switch and now you're back to the human soul and body. And the first word that comes out of anybody's mouth sets everybody off. And then you walk out the door and think, well, that really went well. I had good intentions. It's not hell paved. The road to hell paved with good intentions. Which is it? Okay. Next is, when confession is made, it's a choice. The right choice that we make is to live in the Word of God. So therefore, if I'm wanting to get totally me, meaning I cannot excommunicate the soul and my body. I can't. If I do away with the body and my brain, my thinking power, you all aren't going to be able to hear me preach. And so God says to us, wants us to understand, when you confess, you're making a choice. I confess I'm a sinner. I confess that I'm broken. The right choice, when you confess that, is to live in the Word of God. So if I'm going to confess, I need to make a choice. Now, have I just told God that I'm sorry for this? But I made a mistake on some of it, so I'm more sorry for some than I am others and all of this stuff. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and active. When people say, that's so old-fashioned stuff. I'm sorry. The Word of God is living and active. The Word of God is the only faction or that we can truly relate to on earth. It is the Word of God. God gave us His Word. And He said, not only that, I will touch your heart with my Word. I'll seal my Word in you. And now I'm going to seal you in my Word. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even, listen to it, to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Okay? Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing that soul, the human part of us, that joints and marrow, of course, is the physical part. And it's so powerful that as that sword, that the spirit within us may have control over the mind, the soul, or the body. So it's not that I said, well, now, God, I just wasn't strong enough. Larry, you weren't strong enough to begin with. It's by faith. Trust my spirit in you. You get worldly. You get into the human part. You get animalistic. And when you do that, we shut off the attitude of Christ. Because once again, what has happened, I want to be in charge. I want to take charge of my life. That's why we got trouble now. We took charge of our life. But the Lord says, here's how you battle this. Through my word. Read my word, Larry. Keep reading, Larry. Now, my problem, and I admit it, because it took a whole day just to write one article for me, is because when I read one part, I want to study the background of all the parts. But read my word, for in his word is the power. The power to cut asunder, the power to split, the power to separate. It is his word. Remember when Jesus comes for the church? Remember that when you will picture Jesus coming through Revelation, or when John the Revelator is saying this, and the Battle of Armageddon, which we don't have anything to do with, we're there. But they witnessed the sword of the Lord was the word of Christ. And when Jesus opened his mouth, blood started to soak all the way up to the bridle depth of the horses. It is not God gathering us, okay, Randy, now this time I'm going to have to really fight because this is the godly battle. My battle with the world has never been a battle that I could physically, emotionally, that I could allow my thinking process to conquer. I can't win the battle. How could we fight a battle of Armageddon? But we are there. But are we not there during this time period? Or do we not recognize now that God has been the one that has conquered for us on our behalf since before time began? And at no point will he quit on us. And he said, all I want you to do, church, is show up. Just show up. And in showing up, you support my spirit in you. Well, I'm afraid to show up because I could get hurt. Because so many refuse to show up, they're devastated, not just hurt. So confession is a choice. It's a right choice. And the choice is to live in the word of God. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Of the heart there refers back to our spiritual being. Living in the word of God is what completes me. That's where my title came from. The total of me. And I'd watched a movie one time. It said, you complete me. But it holds true. Think of this. And I thought that. I said, now this is really where it shows up. You complete me. Living in the word of God completes me. Philippians 1:6. I am convinced that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it through to completion. And the greatest sin of the Christian, if you call that the sin, the greatest lapse of the Christian is thinking we can finish it. The Lord started it, and now all of a sudden we can finish it. Given you a whole bunch of scripture here, the total of me confesses my faith in the total of God, and I've fixed you up a bunch of scripture to look at and study, because when I got to finding all of this, I had to quit simply because if I didn't, it would have been at least 30 or 40 pages long. So there it is. For those of you who don't have a church home, You're within the Vine Grove area. You come see us, 408 West Main Street in Vine Grove. God bless you, and have a blessed rest of the week.